Blog Talk Radio.
Affection.
There's two words mainly in the New Testament for love in Greek. Amen. One is philio, and the other is agape. Most of the time that the Christian is reading pertaining to love is talking about agape. And agape is walking in God's commandments. Walking in God's commandments. That is agape, amen. If you will continue to read John 14, 15, you understand its meaning defined right in front of your face. Amen. But the gifts, amen, is another thing. Amen. There is another word that the Bible uses for love, and it's in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, and that word is charity. Now, the word charity in this particular text is agape, and of course, agape means walking in God's commandments. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. It says as follows, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass, a twinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So you can have major gifts and have not love and be nothing. Amen to God. Amen. So here's the thing. That means that charity is important to God, or love is important to God. So would you, when you start reading in verse 4, you have to understand that all these characteristics listed in verse 4 is pertaining to love, is directed back to love, not directed back to human emotion, not directly back to men or women, is directed back to love, or use the word charity. So these characteristics are tied into charity, are tied into love, which is walking in the commandments of God. So let's start with these characteristics. In verse 4, this is describing love. We say charity suffereth long. Amen. Amen. So if you're walking in God's commandments, you're going to suffer long. Amen. Obedience to God bring forth suffering. Why do obedience bring forth suffering? Amen. A long suffering. Amen. Because, amen, the flesh do not want to obey God's commandments. So as long as you dwell in this flesh, you're going to suffer in the name of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything that's done in the name of God bring forth suffering. And I mean long suffering. Amen. Whether you're ministering the word, or whether you are giving, or whether you are serving, or whatever you're doing for God, you're going to suffer for doing it, because God said you was going to suffer for doing it, because you are his child. Amen. Hallelujah. And the scripture said, it is kind. The word here, kind, is not our English word, kind. Amen. This word in the Greek means implore. Amen. Amen. So he's talking about charity is employed. Amen. That means that you have been chosen for employment of God. What is that you are employing? You are employing God's word. Amen. God's word, and he has given you a gift to employ that word to another. Amen. Can I get a witness here? So you'll be able to speak his word as a teacher, a pastor, a apostle, a minister. These things are given to you as being employed to be able to get his message over to another individual, as your neighbor, your brother, your sister, or whoever it may be. Amen. Hallelujah. He say, charity envieth not. Amen. Charity envieth not, meaning that love envieth not. Amen. He's talking about the word of God. Envieth not. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no love without the word of God. Amen. When you speak the word of God to another individual, you're giving them love. How is it that the Bible say that we ought to love our neighbors? This is not talking about show them affection. This is talking about giving them the word of God. You can't be affectionate to everybody that you meet. If you are, you need to check yourself. Can I get a witness here? We cannot put in context what we are thinking worldly and think it's God's message. Amen. God wants us to give his word. And when we give his word, we give his word in love. His word is not envy. Amen. Charity vaunted not in self. Charity, love vaunted not itself. Amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Amen. I mean, you know what he's talking about. Love has one purpose. Amen. It's getting that word to the neighbor, getting that word to the church. Amen, amen. It don't want them to be high-minded. It don't want them, amen, amen, be arrogant. Amen. Can I get a witness here? The only purpose it wants is to bring forth the word. If you bring forth the word, you have the love of God, because you are being obedient unto him. Amen. Charity is not puffed up. It's not prideful, church. Amen. Nothing in the word is pride. The word of God is true. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Charity do not behave itself unseemly. Amen. It do not behave itself unseemly, meaning that you have a walk. The Bible called a conversation. That word conversation is talking about a lifestyle. Amen. Your lifestyle need to be in check. Amen. Not only in check with God, amen, but being in check with the people in which you are trying to give or show love to. meaning that speaking the word to. Amen. Oh, God. Love or charity seeketh not her own. Amen. Amen. Love or charity seeketh not her own. Amen. The word of God don't seek it own. Amen. It seeks those that are trodden down, those that are suffering, those that are needs be lifted up. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. His word is not selfish. Amen. His word was meant to be distributed. Amen. To everybody that desires it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, love is not trying to get rich off of the gospel. Amen. It's trying to promote the gospel as the one and only gift of love that God has supplied to man and to his vessels of employed. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. The scripture says it is not easily provoked. Oh, God. He said love is not easily provoked. Amen. Amen. It's not easily provoked because you know and you have the commandments of God. When you have the commandments of God in your heart, amen. And you know that they're there. Amen. You are obedient to your Christ or your God. Amen. You know that no one would be able to push your buttons. Amen. The way that you will be able to be misinterpreted of who you serve. Amen. This is what he's talking about. Amen. It thinks no evil. Amen. There's no evil in the word of God. Amen. There's no evil in love. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Because love is the commandments of God. Love is the word of God. Hallelujah. And it is given in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Love or charity rejoices not in evil. It rejoices not in evil. I mean, rejoices not in iniquity. Iniquity, amen, it's talking about sin. It rejoices not in iniquity. Amen. It don't rejoice in iniquity. It rebukes iniquity. It corrects iniquity. Oh, God. Hallelujah. It says, but rejoices in the truth. It said, but it rejoices in the truth. And the scriptures say the truth is the word of God. Listen to me. The Bible say it rejoices in truth. And the Bible says that the truth is the word of God. Hallelujah. It bears all things. Oh, God. Now, you notice the word all in these last few characteristics. He's not talking about everything in the world. He's talking about everything pertaining to God's word. Amen. Could I get a witness here? He says, bears everything. It bears all things. Amen. It believes in all things. It is hope all things. And it endure all things. He's talking about love, bear, love, believe it, love, hope, and love, endure. Amen. Amen. the Word of God will do all these things if you have it in your life. Amen. If you abide in God and God abides in you, amen, it will do all of these things. Amen. Hallelujah. And it will give you the necessary gifts to be able to perform all things. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what we do. Amen. We are implored by God to give out his love and to be in his love. Amen. Hallelujah. And to be in his love is to walk in his commandments. To give out his love, amen, is to give out his commandments, or give out his word, amen, that will supply all the needs of the church, that will supply all the needs of the church, which is the word of God, will supply this need. Amen. Amen. So this is what we need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is good. God is good. And we know he is good. Amen. Amen. We need to understand the word. And hopefully we'll be able to understand where God is coming from in his word, church. It don't make a difference what gift you have. If you don't know what love is, amen, then your gifts is useless. I don't care if you call yourself a prophet. If you're not walking in God's commandment, amen, you discrediting his word, amen, hallelujah. Can I get a witness? I don't care if you call yourself a pastor. If you're not walking in God's commandments, oh God, his word is not going to be what it's supposed to be. Amen. Because we as Christians, amen, have to have our conversation, amen, meaning our lifestyles, amen, on one accord with Jesus Christ. We should not be fashioned like the world, but sanctified from the world, that we could be a mouthpiece for our God and for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, can I get a witness here? We are the employed. We are the vessel, amen, that God is using, amen, for his commission, amen, and not only for the commission, amen, but for his service of worship. Amen, amen. We have to abide in him as he has abided in us. Amen, and we will show this love. Amen, we will show this love to our neighbor, to our churches, to our loved ones, and to this discredited world, amen, we need to be able to serve him and to serve him only, amen, hallelujah, through the word of God, the truth, amen. I'm talking about the truth, oh God, hallelujah. We need to be able to do this. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 8, charity never fails. love never fails. God's word will never fail. I don't care how you look at it. God's word will never fail. His commandments will never fail. They will be there to the end of time. Amen. No matter how many attacks we get, no matter how many people try to put us down as Christians, God's word will stand, church. His word will be magnified. Amen. It will be magnified now, and it will be magnified, amen, in latter times. Why? Because we serve the Almighty God, Jesus Christ. And he is the one and only God. Amen. His name again is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Father, for giving us this message. We thank you, Father, oh God, for putting out this word that we may be magnified in the ears of others, Father, that others may be magnified with us. Oh God, lift it up, Father, that we may be able to understand your word, to understand what the truth is concerning agape, your love. Oh Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and we glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.